Welcome back to the Traders Network Show and our coverage of the Converge to Accelerate Conference. I'm your host, Matt Bird. We're broadcasting worldwide from the Boston Seaport World Trade Center. My next guest needs very little introduction on the world stage. She is the ambassador and head of mission, Council General for Kosovo, Tejuta Saacia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You know, a pleasure to have you here. We're gearing up for the conference, and we have you here one-on-one before you take the panel, and you have a keynote speech from what I understand. And I wanted to take a few minutes to go through some of the things you've done and some initiatives going on in Kosovo, because as we are here covering the telemedicine industry, you've done some pretty substantial things over in Kosovo, dating back to 2002, I understand. Why don't you walk us through the evolution of the healthcare system out there, because and how you guys have utilized and monetized existing, you know, modern technology to bring it to the masses with the lack of the infrastructure as you've been rebuilding.
Matt, thank you very much for this interview. I'm very happy to be here and to have a possibility to talk about Kosovo, my favorite subject. And even better to talk about technology and to talk about health. Here in United States, I saw that not too many people knows where Kosovo is. I have a difficulties to explain where that is. Kosovo is in southeastern Europe. It's surrounded by Montenegro, Albania, Serbia, and Macedonia. And for some of people, it's known about the war in 99. Mm-hmm. Kosovo of war and Kosovo today are completely different things. But before talking to today's Kosovo, I have to tell about 90s, where Kosovo was passing through very difficult times, where education system and healthcare system was emptied by Albanians, who are majority of population in Kosovo. So during 90s, Albanian ethnicity physicians and nurses was excluded from medical system, excluded from modern and advanced procedures, and they immediately became jobless people. During the 99, during the war, when Serbia withdrew from Kosovo, with that withdrawal, in fact, they took the medical equipment, and our medical system was severely destroyed. Mm. So at the end of the war in 99, Kosovo started from the scratch, started from no equipment, from damaged buildings, and with a pool of doctors, physicians, and nurses that lacked for more than one decade of work inside the system. But despite that, Kosovo started a new life with a huge amount of hope, of trust in the future, and with a tremendous help for international community. And I cannot not thank the United States of being our main ally for liberation and for reconstruction of Kosovo. While talking about Kosovo and the time of not existing system, I have to mention initiation and creation of Kosovo's Telemedicine Center of Kosovo. It was initiated in 2002 by the doctor from Arizona, in fact, Kosovo doctor from Arizona, and the head, the president of International Virtual E-Hospitals. So that started first in Kosovo, then started in Pristina, spread around Kosovo. Now it has six centers around Kosovo. It's linked with Albanian system, and there are tremendous things that this center in fact did. It helped in education of our staff, in continuous medical experience. And I have to tell that this center is today linked with 62 universities, medical centers, and health organizations around the world. More than 20 countries are there, 330 8 broadcasts, education, lectures, and more than 2,800 patients were treated, helping with this virtual hospital and medical center.
That's fascinating. So, you know, as we're here for a MedTech conference, connectivity in order to make these things happen is really important.
Yes.
Right. You found a way to connect people with the need for care with people who have a dial-up interconnect connection. Can you tell us a little bit about that process and how connectivity plays an important part role in this?
Connectivity in 21st century is, I think, something that cannot be even discussed. Mm. It is a need. In fact, without connectivity, I cannot even imagine how it functions today. So when we are talking about connectivity, I have to mention that Kosovo is one of countries that are very advanced in ICT. Per capita, it has the biggest number of engineers, of educated people.
Is that right?
Who are educated and certified in most renowned world certification like Cisco and Juniper and Telecom and networking. And as a country, I think that after the war, we made really good decisions of spreading internet infrastructure all over Kosovo. Today, Kosovo has more than 88% of total territory and families who are connected with a broadband internet.
Wow.
And it's not only the best in the region, but it's comparable and more higher advanced in European Union. Making Kosovo very good connected and having not only infrastructure but also people who are advanced in technology. Mm. Kosovo is a country that more than half of population is younger than 30 years old, and speaking of 3, 4, 5, 6 languages is something very common. I speak only 6 languages. And English is very widely spread.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, everything is in English also. And German and Italian and Spanish are also very frequently spoken.
Hmm.
So making this composition of IT education and IT infrastructure and health and connectivity, you see that Kosovo is really the country that promise a lot. And I want to use this opportunity also to call for businesses, for organizations to come to Kosovo. Kosovo is a very fertile ground for new businesses. It's in the middle of Europe, connected through infrastructure, not only with the best roads in the region, but also with IT infrastructure.
You know, I've toured through, working with the United Nations, I've toured through Eastern Europe. I've been to Azerbaijan and Baku and Turkey and Kazakhstan and most of that in that region. And the one thing I've noticed is connectivity is creating, is probably the backbone of economic development right now.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about how telemedicine and your initiatives are helping the economic, general economic development and job creation in Kosovo, and where's it all going? What's next?
Yes. When I was mentioning the IT, IT is in fact a becoming very important part of our economy. I have to mention that during this year, myself and my mission organized a visit of American businesses to Kosovo.
Mm.
And from 5 businesses, 4 of them already have their branches in Kosovo. It was in March, the visit was in March, and from the March to today, there are 4 of them who already have, and the 5th is coming with very big other businesses. Identifying Kosovo really as a part of a broad connection, not only with Kosovo, but also with Albania, with South Eastern Europe, and direct connection to European Union. That's why having a business in Kosovo, having the health facilities or organizations that work, or doctors coming to Kosovo, means finding the fertile ground, the good connections, and helping Kosovo also to strive with economic development. to help the job creation and to link Kosovo with Europe and with United States of America.
Well, I think there's no question you're making your impact on the economic development side. You found a very innovative and beneficial. Congrats to you. We got to cut to commercial break in a minute. We have time for one more question. We're here at the conference.
Yes.
You're speaking today?
Yes.
Tell us a little about what you're talking about and what do you hope to take away from today?
I will talk about Kosovo, about connectivity, about health as a centerpiece in that connectivity and possibility of job creation, of better connecting of doctors, of hospitals, but also better services for patients. I think that Kosovo might be also a good place of patients to come from other parts of the world for because it's affordable, the living costs are very low, the infrastructure is good, and the doctors and medical equipment are really very modern. So I think overall, for patients in Kosovo, for patients around the world, for connectivities in region, in European Union, hopefully now with the United States also, I think Kosovo is becoming a good part to be there.
I'm looking forward to seeing it develop, and I hope to have you back on the show sometime.
Thank you.
The Ambassador of Kosovo, everybody. I'm Matt Bridger, host. We're cutting to commercial break. We'll be right back with our continued coverage of the Converge, the Convene 2X conference. Don't go away. You're not going to want to miss our next guest.
The 2019 Converge to Accelerate conference is brought to you by IEEE, the world's largest technical professional organization for the advancement of technology. Boehringer Ingelheim, passionately working to improve healthcare. NASCO, advancing digital health together. IPSI US, the Association of Independent Workers, for one, for all. Partners in digital health, publishers of the forward-reaching blockchain in healthcare today and telehealth and medicine today. Special consideration to iWorker Innovations, taking the independent workforce to new heights. Connected Health Conference, designing for healthy habits and better outcomes. Haven Health Solutions, providing true blockchain transactional interoperability. Special thanks to Seaport World Trade Center for hosting us. And a special thanks to 1-800 Public Relations for all your PR and media support. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.